Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And that's a mouthful right there, leading in restoring the Republic, because I don't know anybody that is truly leading in restoring the Republic. There are plenty of conservative talk show hosts that are supporting the convention, or I would call them in the camp of the conventionites. I wrote an interesting article regarding the three, or actually there's four camps regarding the convention. There's the conventionites, the anti-conventionites, and then there's the un-anti, which is those who have not antied in to a decision either way. And then there are those who are the progressives that just want to see the Constitution tossed. And that's one of the reasons why you'll find that some of the progressives are wising up and joining the conventionites in trying to think they can undermine the overall process. And I don't think that those progressives that really understand, as a matter of fact, lots of people do not understand republicanism. As if anybody has read the book Atlas Shrugged, you can tell that Ayn Rand does not understand American republicanism and the Electoral College and those types of things, why the framers did precisely the way they set up our nation in regards to a republic, and why we had two sovereignties, not just the people. Because in Atlas Shrugged and lots of other books, 1984 and so forth, this notion of democracy where the mob rules and just 50% of the votes plus one is all it takes to, you know, to collapse the system. No. Now, 50% plus one vote doesn't do anything. It won't amend the Constitution if we are adhering to the Constitution. The 50 bulwarks that are keeping everything in balance and check right now, folks, are the states. As soon as the states give up and surrender their sovereignty and say, you know what, whatever you guys want to do, as long as you just keep me in the dole and we stay in our elitist status. And that's what the progressive states are doing. And that's why Illinois, California, and a lot of these progressive states are running in the red, and they're hoping and banking that the United States government will bail them out. And there's this little thing in the Constitution called the Uniformity Clause. And the Uniformity Clause says that all states have to be treated equally. And if we have to start bailing out states, just like we should never have bailed out businesses, especially the New York Stock Exchange and those businesses in New York during the crash, this last crash with Obama and everybody, and McCain, George Bush, all these cheerleaders, Paulson, there were just a bunch of cheerleaders cheering for, you know, this big bailout. We had to do this TARP fund, and we had to bail out the banks and the insurance companies and all of this. That was a strict violation of the Constitution, because what they just did was they took taxpayer money and gave an advantage to the state of New York and to a very specific industry within New York. And the only way they can do that is if they treat everybody equally. It's called the Uniformity Clause. You can't just select winners and losers. They have to be uniform in how they treat all the disparate states. They're supposed to be blind to what one state and the other state needs and is doing. That's state business. And so anyway, I'm sorry for going off on a rant. This show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. You can go to the ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and get all sorts of content. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Take Action page, you'll actually get my last briefing that I have done, the two slides that I used in that briefing. So the slideshows are there in PDF format. And so if you check out that presentation, you can, you know, follow along. You can read them if you can't read it in the video. And I think the video is good because I have a link to the video as well on the Take Action page. And I kind of go through my executive summary in detail. It's a good 30-minute spew of all the little facts with all the information in front of you. And so if you actually watch that video and go through that first set of slides, then I think you'll have enough information to actually engage. And if you want to refute my argument, by all means, the phone number to call would be 215-867-8255, or it's 215-TOP-TALK. And I'd be happy to listen to your paradigm, your perspective on how you see the Constitution. I love it when people come along and say, well, we got a living Constitution. And I'm sorry to say that that was nowhere in the description of the Constitution of the framers as the states ratified it. That became a narrative that the progressives, and I should say the nationalists, because the nationalists were the progressives at the time, John Marshall, Alexander Hamilton, and those ilk, they wanted to basically create an implied everything. If it's necessary and proper, the federal government can do anything. And at that point in time, they had short vision, or their machinations weren't as grand as today, where we have progressives that are looking at a grand scale of global governance and global submission and enslavement. And so if we also keep in check my usual diatribe, then I need to tell you that there are three reasons why you want to download my podcast, not just watch that video. This is the only show on the air anywhere that asserts the constitutional solution to federal government overreach. Content on the show will refer in context and in content in previous shows. So keeping the content of today's show into context, then you will need to listen to the previous shows and podcasts, or at least be familiar with these terms and these concepts that I'm throwing out. Bear in mind, the content on this show is not an ephemeral or a perishable type of content. This is something that is going to endure the test of time, at least until we get this republic back in shape and we get moving forward in the direction the framers put us. And so you want to make sure that you do get this, because I get it. There's lots of different shows out there that are providing ephemeral data. In other words, they talk about the news of the day. Well, the news of the day may be, what is it, Mueller, you know, is putting on hold the sentencing part of Flynn. And so, you know, everybody's talking about that. Well, that's not going to be the news next week. It may be a little bit extension on that, but there'll be something else. And so, what you get on this show is going to be a viable content that you'll be able to use and actually educate yourself, because I truly believe, and I've said this before and I'll always say it, that knowledge is power. And if I, you know, educate you and I give you the knowledge, and knowledge is the truth, it's not some theory. This is the truth. The truth is that we have a contract. The Constitution even says it's a contract. The framers even called it a contract. And the term contract, compact, and Constitution were interchangeable within their dialogue. Therefore, you know, what I'm trying to give you is the truth so that you can actually become a powerful weapon. And what I'm trying to do is weaponize you as constitutional warriors so that you can start standing up in your community and you can be joining me and I can be working with you in how to get set up a constitutional committee of correspondence and start working at a local level. If you happen to be in a progressive state, or if you're in a red state, how to start, you know, lobbing bombs at your state legislatures who claim to be conservative and saying, why aren't you doing your job? What do you mean? We're doing our job. We're doing the conservative agenda. No, that's not leading. Agendas are not leading. Agendas is managing. And you're doing what you've been told to do. And what they're supposed to be doing is protecting their citizens. And that's what they have to lead. That's where Red State Talk Radio, in context to the conservative movement, is the forum for doing that. And so, as you can tell, I'm up in a hard break. And don't worry, I will be right back after a few words from our sponsors. So please support our sponsors, and I will be right back. Thank you very much.
Rippey Holmes believes that the American dream is not simply owning your home, but owning your dream home. Are you ready to upgrade, expand, or start your own custom home? If you are, I'd like to invite you to check out Rippey Homes at cgrippey.com. They offer end-to-end service from real estate to remodeling and specializes in custom homes, and they love to partner with their customers in making a difficult project worry-free. From the design to the moving in, they are with you every step of the way. If you have that dream home and looking to remodel, whether it's converting your kitchen and bath into your own heaven on earth or adding a new room, Rippey Homes has the tools, talent, and experience you can trust. So if you're ready to pull the trigger on a remodel or building that custom home, contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's cgrippey.com.
This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. Thank you.
This is G.R. Mobley. Did you know your overall health is connected to your dental health? And as you get older, this becomes more and more important. If you're like me, going to the dentist can be terrifying. So for me to maintain my dental health and overall health, I need a great dentist and staff who are sensitive to my fear, pain, and even my fear of the cost of dental work. This is why it took me almost 2 years to find a great dentist after I moved here. Bottom line, I need a great dentist just to get into the chair, even for a regular cleaning. This is why I personally recommend Dr. Vaughn Tracy as not only a great dentist, but a patriot and a dentist that cares about your comfort and health. You can find him at VaughnTracyDDS.com. That's VaughnTracyDDS.com. Then you can agree with me, it's great to have a great dentist.
Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, we're back, and the number to call in if you want to join in the discussion is 215-867-8255. And so I've given you the reasons why, the three top reasons why you want to download these podcasts. So don't forget, you can download them at reclaimingtherepublic.org. I will eventually get these into another user, subscriber, or what have you, that's a little bit more, less cumbersome, easier to listen to, like, cloud space or something like that. Anyway, something in the cloud that you can actually get RSS feeds, because my website, My tech guy is just not that savvy on setting up RSS feeds and all of that, and basically promulgating this out into all the different little hubs like Apple and so forth. So anyway, right now you can get them, and once they are, once I actually set up the service for, again, something in the cloud, then you will be able to access all of these podcasts at that location. But don't forget, most of the content that I, you know, have is either out on reclaimingtherepublic.org or mobiustrippress.com. And so that's where you can get those books. But anyway, feel free to call in, as I've just provided you the number, 215-TOP-TALK. I only ask that you follow the three C's: be confidential, be civil, be concise. And that confidential part is, if you know me, please don't mention my name or my whereabouts or what have you. So anywho, let's move on. I believe watching politics in D.C. and the world, like the protests going on in Germany and throughout the Europe theater, and all these things that are happening, it's kind of like watching a massive collision, whether it's just a huge, you know, chain reaction of collisions on the freeway, or 20 trains coming into the train station without brakes all at once. It's just this massive nightmare, and it's almost like you just can't pull your eyes away from it, and it's all happening in slow motion. So you're absolutely able to absorb all of this, and you're going, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And the real solution, folks, is simple. We just have to get our federal government to comply to the Constitution. Isn't that simple? Now, how do we do that? And there's easy ways of doing that. And in my executive summary, my first one that's actually coming out in ebook format, so it'll be available on Amazon hopefully within a couple of weeks. I just need to get it all plugged in, put up, and then published up there. I'll let you know when it is available. And if you go to Reclaiming the Republic, .org on the main page, you'll actually find out how you can email me, and you can either pay for it via a donation or what have you. We'll work something out, because I want you to be able to get this content and get this information. And this is not going to be really expensive. And I don't believe that the solution it shouldn't be expensive. As a matter of fact, I'd love it to be free, but I just don't have a rich uncle that's funding all of this. And, Red State Talk Radio is not funding all of this. Nobody's funding this. And so that's why I need some type of revenue to help subsidize this effort, because, again, no rich dead uncles. Anyway, yesterday I left off in the middle of painting a macro view on slavery and America. And again, surprise. You probably didn't learn this, but America actually didn't invent slavery. If you read some textbooks, and I remember when I was going through in college, in my business classes, I actually read some labor law books where the author actually came right out and didn't say we invented it, but we were the ones that institutionalized it. I mean, it was just like, it's all our fault, this American society. And I think they completely have lost concept. And either they are ignoring all of the empirical data that they choose just to, keep buried, or there's maybe three options. They're ignoring the data, or they're just following the information that they've been given because it's the easier thing to do than actually go and do the research for yourself. Maybe they're just a little lazy. Or three, they're just a part of this big manipulation schema that is actually trying to convince everybody that, America's bad. Look at these terrible things we've got. We've got privilege in America. We've got racism in America. I'm sorry, folks, racism is everywhere. I've traveled around the world and it's everywhere. Bigotry is just a natural fact of humankind. If you know anybody, there's a good chance they're biased. And bias is basically another term for bigotry, even though that kind of goes into a racial concept. But anywho, the bottom line is, because we have been manipulated with the progressive concepts that America is a bad nation, when that is a palpable palpable lie and a wild distortion of history. And I mentioned this yesterday, that deeply embedded in the American Enlightenment was this concept of overcoming this practice of slavery. So let me explain why this is really important to get. And you probably remember this. I think you remember that our former divider-in-chief, Obama, cast a deceptive net on this issue regarding the First Lady. Do you remember him making a comment that she had slave blood in her veins? Well, hold it. Where did she come from? What is her nationality? Probably Africa, right? And Africa is a continent that has been in existence, and the people that have been in existence for millennia. And so how long have they been practicing slavery in America compared to Africa, considering the blood in her veins? It's not like she was just taken off the plantation, right? I mean, slavery ended over a century ago. So what, when he was referring metaphorically to in her veins, he was talking about ancestry. And so if one looks at the ancestry of Africa, how long did Egypt alone, for 3,500 years, that was an empire that dominated and ruled the world. For 3,500 years, how long did they have slavery? Did President Obama ever refer to Jews as having the blood of slaves in them? Because they were slaves a lot longer to just Egypt alone. And so if you're starting to get this in a macro view, every single nation had slaves. Well, except for a few maybe, but that's just because they were late coming to the table as a nation. And maybe some of the Northern Europe nations, because they just, it wasn't that inhabitable to be able to have slaves. I don't know. I just do know, I do know this, that every nation and almost every people, regardless of their descendants, if you go up their line far enough, you'll find that they either had slaves or they were slaves, and both. As a matter of fact, you'll find that you have probably both lines, both slave blood and master blood in your veins. And that's only because it was a worldwide practice for 5,000 years. That's why that book by W. Cleon Skousen was a real motivator for me in writing my first book. And that's why I decided to include my very first section on the historical narrative of liberty, because I kind of took what he wrote and I added a lot of stuff that goes to pointing out these lies that we've learned about evolution, history, slavery, and all of these things, and how it is in context to the principles of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. Another thing is, in addition to this Obama thing, if you've seen these videos and cartoons about privilege, there's some videos out there that have been on Facebook, and I've seen some other cartoons out on Facebook that are talking about this white privilege thing here in America. It's just palpably wrong and blatantly lying and deceptive. And so I see that I'm actually coming up on a hard break, so I don't have the time to get into how those are deceptive, but I actually talked about this earlier. Every nation has privilege. Every nation has inheritances. Inheritance is a standard process of our society. And as you understand that, you know, what the communists want to do is take away your inheritance and the rights of property. Anyway, before I go straight into this commercial, let me take a quick second and thank you for listening. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors. Thank you very much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcast. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I'm working with Trevor Lawton, Douglas V. Gibbs, Tom DeWeese, John Hancock, and many other good patriots in setting up rodeos for Republic Review this summer. We're doing this in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. If you are beginning to understand the power of Republic Review, then we need your help one way or another. More importantly, if you live in these states or know any patriotic leadership, whether that's an elected official, grassroots leader, or political leader, please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know who we can work with in organizing these events. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Thank you. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive of businesses who are supporting to undermine our Republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. Okay, we're back, and the number to call in if you want to join in the discussion is 215-867-8255. Well, I don't want to necessarily bust anybody's balloons or bubbles, I should say, but if you're looking forward to partying this weekend, just remember you're going to be partying and celebrating the successes of an institution that has historically has been promoting or allowing for this social justice to be lauded and these protests to be coming forth. And so I'm going to forego. I've been foregoing for the entire year any type of support for that institution and organization because it is promoting socialism. And so there's just absolutely no way I give any support to any business that is out there doing that type of thing. And so I will probably make that comment again tomorrow because that's the last day of the week before the weekend and you won't hear from me until Monday. Anywho, so as I was explaining and going into the break, there are a couple of videos I have seen, and one is a cartoon, and the other one is a video of a guy that has people taking the field and giving people these long advances and so forth. The fact of the matter is every country and every nation has the exact same issues, because anybody that has been in a nation for a long time, any family and any community or what have you, they do create these advantages by storing money, having inheritances, and passing that on to their future generations and so forth. And so if America is such a bad place that, you know, it is just an institution of privilege and nobody can get ahead, then why is it that everybody over the past couple centuries has been dying to come here? Why is it that people recognize that they can overcome? And as a matter of fact, in America, it's one of the only few places where in a generation, somebody can literally come from a non-English speaking and a lack of opportunity, you know, economically, a lack of economic opportunity by just coming here, and within one generation have that offspring, that son or daughter in a level of success. All you have to do is be willing to work to get that success. The problem is, it's not immigration, folks. And I said this on my very first show. We do not have an immigration problem. We have an entitlement problem. If we took away entitlements for everybody, then nobody would really want to come here if they just want to have a handout. And lots of the people that are here for the handouts would leave, because now they really have to work. And now they'll have to figure out something else because they can't game on the backs of the producers. And so, if you believe we really have an immigration problem, then I would tell you, because anybody that wants to come here and be productive and become a part and assimilate a part of our society, we really don't have that kind of a problem. Now, we do have some other immigration issues and problems, like the federal government violating the Constitution, because there's nowhere in the Constitution where the federal government is granted the ability to grant block immigration status to a group or a class of people, whether they be refugees from Vietnam. I mean, it's a noble thing. You want to do it, then amend the Constitution, and then you can do it. But instead, they just go ahead and do what they want to do, because they were able to be humanitarians and look good in Vietnam. And nowadays, it's not about looking good. I believe that it is a tool. I believe that they're using immigration to create a level of unrest. I mean, come on. What nation right now is just, you know, counting their blessings for allowing all of these refugees from these war-tagged and torn countries, right? These the refugees from Syria and so forth. And if you look at what's going on throughout Europe, they're not thankful. As a matter of fact, I believe that there's been lots of protests being upset at Merkel and in Germany, Poland, and so forth. And two states, I believe, in Europe have already basically stated that they are Christian nations. I think it's Hungary and Poland have actually gone out and amended their constitution to articulate that they are a Christian nation and they will not allow a, you know, other type of religion to overthrow them. So anyway, I digress. It is paramount. It is paramount to have a macro view, especially when it comes to history, because anybody can pull the wool over your eyes and dupe you if they've got you zoomed in on the micro. So my question for you, and I offered this yesterday, I'm so used to doing a weekly show, sorry. I offered this to you yesterday. If anybody wants to call, if you would like a set of my books, my question for you is this. What nation in the 1860s, 1860 on the nose, what nation had the most enslaved people in the world? And so by all means, call if you think you know the answer, and I'll give you a set of my first and second book. And obviously I'm going to need to get some of your personal information. So by all means, if you want to call and win a set of those books and tell me who that is, I'd be happy to pass on to you some enlightenment on the history and what we need to do to get back to what the framers have given us. Thomas Sowell really gets into the details of slavery. And if you want to understand slavery, his book, and I said this a couple of times, and I'll say it again, Black Rednecks and White Liberals is a very profound book. And so what I want you to do is get that book as well, because I believe it is a game changer for most people. I'll be honest, there were some points in that book when he was describing stuff, I actually cried. I mean, it really tore at me to hear how inhumane the slave trade was with the Portuguese and the Spaniards. He also points out in his book that, in this book, slavery was not a result of racism. Racism was a byproduct of how England instituted slavery here in the Americas. Now, remember, I mentioned the original Declaration of Independence. The framers knew where slavery came from, and as a matter of fact, it was so inflamed when Jefferson, you know, put those words down, it made it very obvious that we were on the path of getting rid of slavery. And the Southern states said, you can't say that because we kind of need slavery. We want to keep it. And again, that was Georgia and the two Carolinas. The delegates at the Continental Congress at that point in time chose to, you know, silence that narrative that we were going in that direction, that all men were created equal and should be free and ought to be free. And so there you go. Anyway, it was not a slavery or racism. It was not done by, or I should say, slavery was not driven by racism. Racism is a byproduct from slavery as to how America was instituted from England. And so, again, this whole thing about what the American experience and experiment and innovation and enlightenment was all about, was about individual liberty and individual sovereignty. So how did we get off track? How did we come up with all of these problems? And, you know, how is it that government got into our knickers on doing so many things for us in dictating how much water our toilet can flush? I mean, the federal government has their tentacles and fingers in every aspect of our lives. And it goes back to that original Civil War of ideologies. It may have been considered a noble concept. We're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. But the bottom line is, all of those noble concepts that they instituted, that they brought in, that they created or established, and a good example was the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Interior, the Department of Justice. All of those departments may have been noble intent to try to solve a problem. However, they were unconstitutional, and the process that they instituted and established those departments with was unconstitutional. There's only one way that those departments can be created, and it requires the states to ratify that amendment, because that process is in the Article 5 process, amending the Constitution. So again, these noble creations were actually taken advantage of, or I would say they have been, what's the best word for it? Exploited by the progressives, because now they're using them to the nth degree. Who can't tell me that the FBI and some of these other institutions, the dark state is, or the, you know, yeah, dark state, deep state, those institutions have been taken over by progressives and are doing very bad things. And so, as you can tell, we're up to a hard break, and so please stay tuned, and we'll be right back after another break and word from our sponsors. And please support our sponsors. Thank you so much.
I'm amazed at just how much Rippey Homes takes pride in their partnerships, from the designers they work with to the artisans they employ, and you, the homeowner. They relish in getting it right the first time. To do this, they place their focus up front on what you want and what you need, and begin forming a plan like a sculpture, taking care of the intricate details. to ensure it meets your expectations. Whether you need innovation in a custom home to harmonize with the environment while offering the latest in building materials and technology, or simply adding a room, a bath remodel, they take a bottom-up approach that centers around you, the customer. They know that you are the integral component to the American dream, which is how they help you build your dream to make your dreams become a reality. Contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com.
This is G.R. Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states, in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution. These conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, we're back, and the number to call in if you want to join in the discussion is 215-867-8255. And you know, I've been using the term civil war, and I'm going to presume that everybody understands that a civil war is a war over control of the government. And most people really recognize the fact that the civil war that the Americans had was really not a civil war, because the South weren't trying to take over. They were just trying to leave. So even though it was uncivil, it wasn't technically a civil war. But the civil war I am talking about is literally the control of government. There are those who are in support of individual liberty, and they're very far and few between. As a matter of fact, most people, I think, deep down in their heart, conservatives, you know, because I don't know what a conservative is anymore, because that's trying to keep things the same way. But I think most conservatives, Republicans, Constitutional Party, Libertarian Party, those folks on that side do want individual liberty, and they want to save it from, you know, us becoming a communist socialistic state, or even further into socialism. And on the progressive side, the Democrats and so forth, and I'll go through this again, I just truly believe that this civil war is literally trying to control the government and how we are going to live our lives, because our government has been in control by progressives, whether they be the Republicans and or the Democrats at the national level. They're being bought off by globalists. They should never be able to be bought off, and they should never have the powers that they have, because all the powers, most all the powers that they have are unconstitutional. Over 80%. I'll let this sink in. Over 80% of the federal government spending is on unconstitutional problems. Interesting. And so if you start looking at the outlays and you look at the Constitution and you say, they're spending money on this program here, and that's not in the Constitution. Therefore, it's unconstitutional. And we're allowing our general government, our subcontractor, that thing that the state's created, to spend us into oblivion. That's not very smart, folks. And so, as I said in one of my promos or break commercials, whatever you want to call it, I call it a promo, and I talk about my doing this for 10 years, trying to educate patriots into what we need to do. It took a little while for me to come to the epiphany. It was in 2013 when I realized that the states just had this inherent right to audit, and that was due to the fact that I was working in federal programs where the federal government could audit us, a contractor, and I go, well, that's kind of an interesting concept because that's a contract, and I, you know, actually, you know, recognize it was just this epiphany. And therefore this whole concept, it's intellectual property, what have you, but it's not money making for me. It's about saving this Constitution. And so the status quo wasn't working. I realized that by voting for Bush, I was really voting for a Democrat. By voting for most of these Republicans that we have, they're mainly what we call the establishment, or they're supporting progressive ideas and globalist policies. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. And so the election process isn't working, because every time we send somebody to D.C. and everybody says, well, all we got to do is get a good guy in there, get a good gal. No, that's not working. What we have to do is we have to hold their feet to the fire, and that's the state's job. And when we get into the Kentucky and Virginia resolutions, I will prove to you this, that it is the state's job to have oversight whether the federal government is outside of its scope. And so the other process of the status quo is the court system. Why is it that every time we have a problem, let's take these people to court? There is no greater court than the states in this Constitution fight, folks. The Supreme Court does not have jurisdiction over these issues because it's not in the Constitution. And Article 3 clearly limits the Supreme Court to the jurisdiction of only those things enumerated in the Constitution and the ratified treaties that has gone through the Senate through the constitutional process. And unfortunately, a lot of treaties have not been ratified. Now, we do have a lot ratified, but some of these treaties, like this treaty with Iran, it wasn't properly ratified. It's not a constitutional treaty. The Supreme Court has no jurisdiction over it. And actually, the states could step in and say, hey, that was never ratified. You can't do that. And that's the beauty about this contract. I think that the insight that these framers received from the divine hand of providence was so on for us to be able to save us from the grasp of socialism and globalists that we're facing today. And so if you kind of understand the direction that the progressives are trying to take us towards statism, and I'm going to get into this in a future show, maybe it's probably next week, I'm going to get into Platonism, because Plato was the first person to ever put a pen to paper and identify, well, maybe that wasn't paper back then, but he identified the concept of statism and came up with the perfect process of creating a statist government. It's called Plato's Republic. And I would invite you to read it, because if you read it, then you read the Communist Manifesto, then you go, you know, Karl Marx and Engels, those guys were just plagiarizers, because they took what Plato wrote and they just put some spins on it. And they used fancy words of the bourgeoisie and the Politburo and used all these fancy German and French terms and so forth. And bottom line, it's just a regurgitation of Plato's Republic, where the state controls everything. And in both cases, from Plato's Republic as well as the Communist Manifesto, some of the ultimate goals is to destroy the family so that the state controls who marries who produces who does what. Because that's how we get the best out of society, because we want to have the athletes, you know, basically mating to have the superhumans and the smart people mating, so we have super scientists, so we don't have this, you know, cause and effect of accidents of the wrong people getting together. And are you ready for that, folks? Because that is the direction that the progressives want to take us, because that is a part of the Communist Manifesto. They have to control the families. That's why the families have been in under attack, and that's why we're basically in this position that we are. They've been attacking the Judeo-Christian society for over a century, and I will say that because if you understand the term misandry, we have been under a onslaught of misandry in this nation. Now, most people have never heard of that word, but I bet you everybody's heard of the word that's the opposite of that, and that is misogynist. That's right. We don't have men that are out hating and out, you know, basically putting out bad things about men, but we do have feminists that do that. Our society has turned into a society of misandry because they're trying to paint men as the problem and the bad guy and hashtag me too. Those are the byproducts, my friends, when you start allowing seculars to unleash bad things like pornography and burlesque shows and so forth, because that stuff started getting unleashed in our society in the 50s and the 60s, right? Remember that counterculture revolution? Those are the byproducts that you get from that. And so it doesn't necessarily create every man a misogynist, but every feminist is a misandrist. And they are out bashing men, and they're trying to knock down this family structure. And there are lots of other things in play that are going after the family and the patriarchal architecture of the Judeo-Christian family. Because for centuries, for millennia, we have been a patriarchal society. And Ludwig von Mises points out in Socialism that there are lots of other societies out there, but not one of them has been able to sustain themselves. They've all fell, and they've all had just baked in problems because of the way they had functioned. And he talks about, I would highly recommend his book, Socialism. If you've not read it, it is a very good read, because he just looks at everything in a very historical context, and he takes socialism, and it's a very thick book. But it is worth your time, because he really goes through all of these things of government and how we've gotten into this mess. And so that's kind of where if you look at my reading list on MobiusStrip Press.com, those are the books I've read. And I think it's really important that we get smart, and we don't all have all the time in the world to reading anymore, because we're being thrust into more and more things. So you don't have to take my word for it. By all means, you can always go and read these things, but at least I cite where I get my information, and just instead of telling you that I'm smarter than you and you should just believe me and follow everything I say. That's why in my executive summary, I actually include the citations that I am quoting, so you can read these words for yourself. I am not putting any words in Madison's mouth, in Alexander Hamilton's mouth, in Thomas Jefferson's mouth, and so forth and so on. You're actually going to read those words if you want to, or you can take my word for it. It's up to you. The point is that I'm giving you the information so that you can have the knowledge to be what? to be a constitutional warrior because I want to make you the most dangerous thing and the most dangerous object in your community. Because when you start putting things in context of the Constitution, people are going to start listening and people are going to start noticing how bad things are. And so with that, my friends, I'm done for the day, and I hope you come back tomorrow because we're going to get into even more stuff, and we're going to get into some Federalist Papers tomorrow. So God bless. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow evening.